You are listening to In Focus on WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The city of Carbondale is playing host to two vaccination clinics run by the state of Illinois. I talked with the city's mayor, Mike Henry, and city manager, Gary Williams, about those operations and why the city leaders say it's critical to the region.
Well, I think one of the most significant things is that it's easy access for folks. And again, they can come from anywhere in Southern Illinois and come there and get the vaccine. Anyone who's tried to get on the list for vaccinations knows it takes a while to get on the list. And that list is shorter now than it was a month or so ago. So I have my next one coming up March 9th, my second vaccine coming up March 9th. At Banterra Center, I guess, still there is where I had my first one. So, but yeah, it's a great initiative. We're not charging for that space. The city usually generally charges for the use of the Civic Center space, but we're not charging a penny for this one. And because it's a community service and one of the best you could do right now in the way of community service.
Gary, how important is it for Carbondale to take the lead on something like this and have this available? Because as we said, it's not just available for people that live in Carbondale or even Jackson County. This is anyone that lives in the state of Illinois.
Well, I think for us, it's been important from the get-go to lead this effort. And I think that we as a city, as a county, our local health department, the university, I think just all of our residents and businesses in general here have done a remarkable job throughout the pandemic of taking it seriously and trying to set an example for the greater region. And I think this is just one more step that we can hopefully show that and show the importance of following the rules, following the protocols, and get vaccinated when you can.
And of course, we've heard that there's yet another vaccine that's got an emergency use authorization. So Governor Pritzker expects we'll be able to inoculate thousands more people each week as a result of having that one and an increase in the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Moving outside of COVID, last week, the city of Carbondale Police Department and the local NAACP chapter adopted 10 shared principles for policing. After the Black Lives Matter social justice marches that we saw over the last year or so, how important is it for you, Mr. Mayor, to, you know, have this not just adopted between the cities, but I understand there's you know, kind of a visual display that this is what we believe and what we agree to?
Well, I think it's extremely important to have this finish. You know, this initiative started over 2 years ago when Jeff Grubbs was still chief of police. And I remember I attended a meeting at the Hermacy Hayes Center dealing with this. And our local chapter of the NAACP stepped up and was really ready to work on this and get it done. And like I said, this started with Illinois State Chiefs of Police and the Illinois NAACP. And we're very, very happy with that we're able to sign this document with our local chapter of the NAACP. You know, Linda Flowers is the president there now. A lot of good folks that I know are part of the NAACP, and they did a great job. And so did our police department. And then, of course, Interim Chief Stan Reno followed up with the final details, and we got it done. And I think it's one of the best things we've done in my terms as mayor.
Of those principles, is there one or are there a few that stand out to you as, you know, this is critical? We have to make sure that this remains a top priority?
Well, I think they're all top priorities. I mean, they just come one after another. As you go through that document, and this document will be on display at City Hall as well as our Public Safety Center. They signed poster size pieces of the document to be able to display. So you, folks will be able to go in and read through them and see what we're doing, where we hope to go. And many of these things we're doing already, like de-escalation training. Our police department has done that for almost as long as I've been mayor. And I mean, it's my year six now, the end of year six. So a lot of these initiatives we've been in the forefront of here in Carbondale, and we want to keep approaching it that way. We want to be first with new initiatives to to have better relationships between our police department and our community.
That's Mayor Mike Henry of the City of Carbondale and City Manager Gary Williams. And for In Focus, I'm Jennifer Fuller.